Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A Fairbanks man has been indicted for allegedly using more than $300,000 in federal grant money to attend flight school and to buy himself an airplane, real estate, firearms, and online pornography. David Michael McGraw, 38, willfully misapplied the money while he was working as the finance director for the Yukon River Intertribal Watershed Council from 2010 to 2014. That's according to a news release issued by the Office of the United States Attorney for the District of Alaska. The Watershed Council is a nonprofit organization that works to improve and preserve the water quality of the Yukon River. The organization received more than $1 million in federal grant money yearly when McGraw was finance director. The grant money was provided by the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Energy, and the National Science Foundation, according to an indictment filed Wednesday in federal court. McGraw is charged with 3 counts of misapplication from an organization receiving federal funds, 1 count of money laundering, and 3 counts of making and subscribing a false tax return and failing to disclose a business. If convicted, McGraw faces as long as 10 years in prison for the misapplication and money laundering charges and as long as 3 years for the false income tax return charges, plus a $250,000 fine. The inside of Pioneer Park's flagship attraction will be closed to the public this summer after an engineering report concluded the aging paddle wheeler is structurally unsound. Michael Bork, director of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Parks and Recreation Department, said the riverboat Nanana will be off-limits to visitors and members of the military who typically fire a 21-gun salute on the 4th of July and Memorial Day. The borough has no plans to repair the riverboat, one of many facilities overdue for maintenance, he said. Built in 1933, the 5-deck SS Nanana is the largest riverboat built west of the Mississippi River. A canal was built through Pioneer Park so the boat could be in place for the opening of the park in 1967. The boat was declared a National Historic Landmark in 1989 after undergoing extensive restoration work. But time and weather continued to wear away at the ship. Last summer, the borough hired a structural engineer to evaluate its stability. A follow-up report recently was completed. A borough presentation about the riverboat estimated it would cost $1.6 million to repair and more than $800,000 to close or demolish it. Preserving the boat to museum quality standards would cost about $9.5 million, according to the borough estimate. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly will no longer require people who offer public testimony during meetings to mention their addresses. The Assembly approved the ordinance Thursday, introduced by Aaron Lajewski, that eliminates a provision requiring members of the public to state their address in addition to their name when they speak before the Assembly. Lajewski said he proposed the measure because people have told him they are concerned about disclosing their addresses during meetings because they are broadcast live by KUAC.
Some of them actually went as far to say that they have not testified at borough assembly meetings because right now we're on the live radio, and they were concerned that there could be safety issues with their address going out on the radio.
3 people spoke in favor of the ordinance after giving their names and addresses. They included Sam Tuck, a retired police officer who says people should be careful about disclosing such personal information.
Let's be honest, there are some unsavory people out in the world.
After some discussion, assembly members amended Lajewski's ordinance to require members of the public to mention their neighborhood or generically described area of residence. They then approved the ordinance 6-0. Lance Roberts, Matt Cooper, and Andrew Gray were absent. The state budget is largely unchanged after 3 days of debate on the Alaska House floor. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the House defeated more than 40 amendments and passed 4. One amendment added $211,000 for rural emergency response. Minority Caucus Republicans offered amendments that would cut $28 million, but none passed. A series of amendments intended to put limits on the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation were also defeated. One offered by Wasilla Republican Representative David Eastman would have shifted money from the gas line to state pension funding. While many Republican lawmakers have criticized Governor Bill Walker's handling of the gas line, only 5 House members voted for Eastman's amendment. Nikiski Republican Mike Chenault voted against it.
If we continue to be afraid to make that investment, to get to a point where we see if we have a viable project or not, in 30 years we'll be saying the same thing that we're saying today, is that we should have went forward and completed a project.
There are still amendments that have not been debated. They include expected amendments to restore full funding for the Alaska Permanent Fund dividends. And finally tonight, Arctic grayling will be stocked in Alaska lakes this spring for the first time since a budget cut halted the program in 2015. Grayling occur naturally in interior Alaska rivers, and they have been stocked off and on in interior lakes since 1952. The distinctive fish with the long dorsal fins are popular with fishermen. The program was cut in 2015 because it was a very small program. However, fishermen noticed their absence, and it became a priority to bring them back when funding returned, according to Jeff Milton, the state Sport Fish Hatchery Program Manager at the William Jack Hernandez Sport Fish Hatchery in Anchorage. That funding returned in 2017. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.